finally. Alchemistry. 1. And after the recitation found that in coffee sweet with splendor I have been displaced. I am a kind of sucrose, a walking salt cellar, unexpired match, bodies assembled properties with industrial uses, so we can belong to the logic of mechanized labor even as deep into this study as I am from a mass movement. All solids melt to air, dust resettles as dust. We can still be useful, like the cremation powder tipping the widow's egg timer, or Anne King yielded back by weight, the text charged to audit each grain and atom of her husband's relief. In time. Pissing to the wind, we miss a target cycle. The leaves, the marrow, pass through the human tube with some of their Manichaean light still shining. An armory, an entrepreneur are waiting to collect our excess and feed the fire. Consumption frees energy and vapor bound with steel wool, or glass, gas released by instant changes appropriate wherever there is water, there is life. The Greens who say the future's humanure make waste a historical tie-in, but the dream of total expenditure without redemption is an open market where we can detonate. Or over the fields of Blay, militant clouds pose another challenge for the cyanometer, the search for all possible initials driven to extinction and thus discovers californium. With the powder, dry references scatter, but we began with somewhat that belonged to the body of man. And to encourage amplitude and reflection, thermal penetration, the advice is use more if he is distant. The mass must be stirred at midday with care, the body protected, kept from the sun until it is wanted. Engines smeared in the evening, at sunrise all will be burnt. Such recipes are magical, really pretty evocative, but primitive as you can see. The effect is wanting. 2. For the etiology of phosphorescence, substitute bone. For lightness, substitute ash. Bone or human water, or all organic matter, lain in a great heat, can shine on in the dark or bring tactical darkness to conflict. At the bottom of a glazed earthenware jar, closed carefully with philosophical loot, there is bone, and bone belongs to ash. Bone degreased, softened in acid, its liquor treated with milk of lime, washed and dried. Bone closed in a body of philosophical loot, gives itself up to an instrumental ministry. If the timing is right, the know-how, it can be sublimed. More if he is distant. As it dissolves in the same water it absorbs, it is a model of antiperistasis, a pump-primed cycle, bulks its efficiency, pound for pound. In principle, opposites replace each other until both are spent. Less dialectic than mutually assured gavotte, leaving casualties with a bad throat. This is all that's left of politics, an evacuation. And all that's redeemed is pulp at the end of the tumble that school kids can use to make paper. The matter is hygroscopic, like honey, ethanol, or glycerin, the gifts of the three sovereigns for marriage, blindness, and bakery. 3. Said powder, said fire. The search for a purer fire recedes deep in the angles of history. Wildfire, a boy's own myth, its obscurity fastidious as its composition unknown. Concocted oil, sulfur, resin, the hectic business of the living day. Bitumen, heated lime, collect the death certificate from the bones, charcoal, lithium, and wrap and pacify the spirit, quicklime, sodium, incense, tow, a talcum of phosphorus pentoxide, whiskey peat, bunching overhead like men of war, luminous, ballooned, bellies not won from Asia's fetishes, purgative beans, arsenic, hemp for hallucination, blister beetles, rock salt, incense, thunderbolt stone or pyrites, the elemental found in combination, ground in a black mortar in the midday sun, mixed with resin of the black sycamore and liquid asphalt of Zakynthos to a paste. All variation is a mark on a paper by a person hoping for even a numinous reward. Said powder, said fire. And what is left to say? Those wars are over. This war, a target cycle, feeds itself on water and air and will outlast us all. For in all bright rhetoric and in clouds, a treachery of movers looks just elemental, dust returning through fire to its resting. In its pure state, a body is clear as optical glass, refractive index like a diamond, hard, beautiful, and almost incapable of succumbing to mechanical pressure. But it is only ever found in combination. So we await patiently the results of the inquiry, and stand far behind Kyoto in shadow. Fierce fevers must calcine the body of this world. And there will be a reward at the end for those who can continue. Thank you.